Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning and welcome to The Harvest. We are so glad you're able to join us today, and it is our prayer that today's show informs you, inspires you, and gives glory to our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
I am Hans. Thank you for stepping on my little moment with your amen. I'm Hans, and I am seated next to the
Of your life.
Love of my life. We'll go with that one today. Thank you for filling in the blank. I was...
I've got a list.
Amy.
Good morning, everyone. And we are particularly excited this morning because our producer, Christian, who is just expert timing and skill set for
preeminent talent.
Yes.
The producer of the century.
Exactly.
Some might say.
Said, hey, let's go Facebook Live. So if you are watching and you see our faces,
yes,
you are on Facebook and you are watching live. And it's recorded, so you might be watching it later. Oh, Christian's just pulled say good morning to our listeners.
I kind of made you guys go Facebook Live.
And what you don't know is I've been pushing it for weeks.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad it worked out today. Imagine that.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys have been texting back and forth
about a conspiracy.
I think this is the day.
Well, that's great. That's your.
I guess I was Facebook ready.
You are Facebook ready.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, that's awesome.
All right, let's get on with the show.
With the real reason we're here.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, first of all, we like to spotlight community events coming up. And I just got an email.
I just realized you don't have your phone to read off the community events.
No, but that's okay. I got to memorize. So, July 27th, we have Wildflowers, Women in Country Music. At the West Cobb Senior Center. So just want you all to reach out to www.cobbseniors.org. They not only have that event in July, they've got other events at East Cobb and all of their senior centers. And so if you go to that website, you're going to be able to see all the community events. And also just wanted to kind of follow up on our announcement from last week.
Yep.
You kind of announced my new position. My coming out party. That I am the new faith community educator for the Georgia chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. And the Georgia chapter does a lot of services and programs. And one thing that they have really been wanting and needing help with is the education into the faith communities, AKA churches. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a church. But if you're a nonprofit, if you are a support group, kind of a standalone support group, I can come in as well as some other volunteers and do some incredible presentations. The education's tremendous. It's awesome.
Amen.
So just reach out to seniorprovisions.com. You can call us as well at 888-979-8783.
And we also want to take this time to thank one of our sponsors, Caring Man in a Van, for their support of the Harvest Radio Show. They are a trusted resource for transportation throughout all of Greater Atlanta. And to learn more, go to Caring Man in a Van. And as they say, you're going to love
the
ride.
Christian, you got to get in on that. We'll do it one more time.
I'll do it. Okay. I'll do it with you.
One, two three.
You're going to love the ride.
And that's pretty important to Christian because he does some racing. So that's...
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah, what an amazing dovetail that was.
Hey,
senior transportation and motorcycle racing. Okay.
It goes together.
Right. Hand in hand.
That's the new look of aging.
Okay.
An 80-year-old on a motorcycle. That's going
to
be you one
I
day, Christian. He's shaking his head.
Who am I to say anything different?
That's right.
All right. So let's get on with our show as we discussed. And we have a great caller today. It's a guest of ours, Cheryl Wunsch. She is the director of the Faith Community Nursing. And we're so pleased to have you on the Harvest Radio Show. Thank you, Cheryl, for being our guest.
Well, good morning, Amy and Hans. Thank you so much for having Mary Cooper and I today.
Yay! Oh, Mary's there with you.
Yes, we're so excited.
We'll give you more of a official introduction in the second half of the show, but we're so glad you're both on now.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
So, Faith Community Nursing. This is the ministry and the program that we wanted to spotlight. We've been partnered, Senior Provisions has been partnered with the organization for years, and and personally, we benefit from it as well. So let's just start with some basics. Cheryl, what is Faith Community Nursing, and what is your role with that organization?
Well, I am the manager of the Faith Community Nursing Program here at Gwinnett Medical Center. And so you say, what is Faith Community Nursing? It is a recognized specialty practice of nursing by the ANA. You have to be a licensed registered nurse, an active license, and we focus on whole person health with intentional care of the spirit. So you might say, what is whole person health? It really is looking towards the mind, the body, and the spirit. So that health of your body, that physical part, the health of your mind, that emotional part, and then the health of your spirit, your relationship with God. Mm-hmm. So that is really our emphasis, is that whole person health and preventative care. We believe that integration of faith and health helps people be healthier, both physically and spiritually.
Mm, we agree.
Well said. I really like that's very like salient. It kind of establishes the parts of our body that we were created to be and how we are nurtured. So I think that's fantastic.
Yes, very much. And people a lot of times think, well, why would a nurse be in a church? Because they think of nurses in that hospital or clinic setting, you know, they're giving shots or they're, you know, hanging intravenous fluid or giving medicines, you know, those things that are ordered by the doctor, applying treatments. But our role is a little bit different in the church. Just a slightly, they use all their knowledge and they use all their experience and they bring it into the church setting. So our role is a little bit different in the church.
And Cheryl, this isn't necessarily, what's the scripture? There's nothing new under the sun.
Correct. So this is a very pure form of nursing, and you're correct. This is not new. If you start to look at the foundation for this, it goes back way in time as Deborah, the first nurse in the Bible.
Love that. And that's a great reference. And I think that I see it as a calling. I think anyone who gets into, you know, whether it's nursing or senior care advising, even elder law advising, I hear often that this was mostly from people of faith, that this is where God is leading them. This is where God has led them to use their what they're gifted with and their talents, their nurturing spirit in this environment. Is that what you're seeing as you're?
Absolutely, absolutely. This is definitely a calling. And you'll see nurses, some of our nurses have retired, you know, mm-hmm. from the hospital setting, and they tell us, they said, I'm so excited. I enjoyed my nursing career in the hospital, but I'm so excited to take my skills and be in my church and to really help the health and wellness and be a resource for my congregation.
Wow. How long has the Faith Nursing organization been here in Georgia, roughly? Has it been around for a while?
At Gwinnett Medical Center, it's, 26, 27 years now?
Wow. I'm going to throw out some names. I think Jean Holly, she is a deacon and elder at our church and has served, I think, in that capacity at our church. But I think she's also served in some leadership years ago. I think it's been around for quite a while.
It has. And Jean Holly was very much a grounded leader of this program for a very long time. Mm. And we're very thankful to her and her husband. They are continued supporters of the program. And it was Joan Wood and our CEO, Frank Ringer, at the time that had the vision for this program and began it. And then when Joan retired, you know, she passed the baton on to Jean Hawley.
Well, Cheryl and Mary, if you would hold on, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about the faith community nursing, a resource for your faith community. And we're going to dive into some more details about what really mission and vision they serve. Will you hold on for us?
Absolutely.
Okay,
thank
great.
You, Amy.
All right.
Thank you.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain. All these places have their moments with lovers and friends.
Caring Man in a Van. Companies open every day based on a need recognized. Hello, I'm Scott Chamberlain, owner of Caring Man in a Van, and my story is not different. I experienced transportation firsthand with my mother and found the service to be, well, let's say less than satisfactory. For the last 12 years, we've provided transportation for senior citizens and the disabled, offering wheelchair and stretcher transports with the quality and personal attention you would expect. We guarantee on-time service, clean, comfortable vans, certified drivers that are attentive to your needs, plus the promise you'll never experience transportation that is more enjoyable. Visit our website today, caringmaninavan.com. Call toll-free 855-342-1566. That's 855-342-1566. You're going to love the ride.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Do you know someone who is living with Parkinson's disease? Every 9 minutes, someone in the U.S. is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The American Parkinson Disease Association's Georgia chapter is here to help. Every day, they provide the support, education, and research that will help everyone impacted by Parkinson's disease live life to the fullest. For reliable information, local educational programs, and caring support groups, please visit apdaparkinson.org/Georgia. Or call 404-325-2020.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We're so glad you're joining us today. We have some special guests on the line with us. We're talking right now with Cheryl Wunsch. She is the director of the Faith Community Nursing. She's specifically over the Gwinnett Medical System. And we're talking about the role of the nurse and the spiritual healing and how those all come together when we have health crises and how our church can support us. And I wanted to talk a little bit about, like, what has been a scripture that has been supportive with your ministry as being a faith nurse?
Oh, thank you, Hans. Really, it's John 10:10, and The scripture reads, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Mm-hmm. And so really looking at that as we are healed and made whole in mind, body, and spirit, we are restored to wholeness. Mm-hmm. And that's really why we're here, is to help to walk us beside people and to help them be restored to wholeness through Jesus Christ.
I love that.
That's a great reference.
We could end the show right now. I don't want to, because we have a lot more to talk about.
But please don't, because you want to hear what Mary
does. Yes,
what Mary
exactly.
does. It is absolutely awesome.
It is.
I can't wait. But I know Mary is sitting there shaking her head to that John 10:10.
So, okay.
Yes.
Now that we've kind of laid the groundwork of you know, the word that you kind of used to guide you. Can you go into more specific detail about the role of the faith nurse within the church?
Yes. So, you know, how people think about nurses, you know, in that hospital and clinic setting. You know, we talked about that in that first segment. Uh-huh. So the role is different. So we're not hanging IV fluid, and we're not doing some of those hands-on treatments that you think about in the hospital setting. So the role of the faith community nurse is more of like a health educator. So if you have a new diagnosis like diabetes, mm-hmm. and you've come from your physician office, sometimes all that information, the wonderful information that they give you, oftentimes is overwhelming.
Yeah.
And so that faith community nurse can take the time, because they have the time, to maybe come alongside you and help you with that, maybe recognize that you may need to get back into the doctor, you may not fully understand, or let's help and let me walk through all this information and help you with it. Or a coordinator of volunteers, mm-hmm. one of our nurses, she had a group of very young widows, and they needed their own support group because of the things they were going through were very unique to their age group. Mm-hmm. And that group of widows, young widows, were together, and they've been together, and they continue to meet in fellowship. So maybe a referral agent, that's also another role. So if you're in that sandwich age group, so you're caring for aging parents and you're caring for children, maybe when you were home at Christmas, mom and dad weren't doing as well as maybe they had told you they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe now you're saying, I really need some resources. I need to better understand this. Maybe it's a new mom that needs just a little extra support with that baby. Maybe her mother's 1,000 miles away, and she doesn't really have that support like you would like to give. So when you look at a coordinator of volunteers, you can't do everything by yourself, but you have willing, caring volunteers to help you. A personal health counselor, somebody to walk alongside you with that hypertension to help you with some ideas about how better to get that under control and follow your doctor's advice. So those are some of the roles that the nurse has, which is a little different than the hospital setting, but yet not always. You think about an educator, somebody that will listen to you and help you, walk alongside you, referrals, those types of things.
I was going to ask, how is this a support to deacons and pastors?
Well, Mary Cooper always says, who pastors the pastor? And she is so right. She was a faith community nurse in her own faith community, and her support was to the ministerial team to check on them daily, see how they were doing. She was a safe place for them to kind of unload some of those sad things that they had to hear, or share those joys. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure she'll tell you a little bit more about that.
Let's introduce her.
I
keep talking
really
about
the role of a faith community nurse to be that safe place with the ministerial team.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and bring Mary on. I would love to talk a little bit about her role as well. So Mary Cooper, Cheryl, would you mind introducing her and tell a little bit about what she does for the organization?
Yes, it is my absolute pleasure to introduce Mary Cooper. She is our Faith Community Nurse Navigator in our Faith Community Network program. It is a wonderful program, and Mary is so uniquely qualified for this. She very much connects with patients and families and connects them with their faith communities in this free program, but it is, again, focused on connecting those individuals back to their local congregation and those wraparound services that they may be able to provide for somebody coming out of the hospital to help them to be well at home.
That's great.
So I am so excited for her to tell you about her role and about her program.
Hey, Mary, how are you?
Hey, Amy, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being on our show. Well, I will just lay the groundwork. Our full disclaimer is that the church that we attend, our home church, is a faith nursing community network partner. So our church is aligned with your program and has had an amazing, we've had amazing personal experience with what you do. So thank you from us personally, but thank you for our community and from our community and the service you do.
So for those who aren't aware of what the network is, Mary, walk us through what the network is and how a church can benefit from it.
Sure. This is a program that is coming up on 6 years here at Gwinnett Medical Center, being active. It is a program that is free to the church, free to the church members. We partner, Gwinnett Medical Center has chosen to partner with local faith communities, building a human bridge between the hospital and those faith communities. The human bridge consists of a faith community nurse that is based inside the hospital, and that is my role. And then the other part of that bridge are lay volunteers and the clergy back at those faith communities, so that if any time those church members who have chosen to register to be part of this network come into the hospital, I get a notification within about 4 minutes that they are here at the hospital, what's going on with them, where they're located physically in the hospital, and which church they're with.
Wow.
So if it's truly something emergent, say a traumatic car wreck or some other type of life-threatening injury, I can immediately contact the church and let the church know what is happening. Otherwise, when they come into the hospital, either through the emergency room or through a scheduled surgery, I go to that person and see what's going on and find out if they would like for me to contact their church with any information they would want their church to know.
So they have the choice up front, just in case they maybe are in getting a nose job or something.
Yes. They don't want their pastor to know they're getting a nose job. We will take it to our grave.
I love it.
Most of the time, people do want their clergy to know that they have ended up in the hospital. Doesn't mean that they want the whole church visiting, and they have complete control over that as well. So this is, we protect their confidentiality and their privacy. But one of the important roles in this job is to know the church, know what services the church offers. There's always somebody in a church that's willing to cook a meal. Mm-hmm. There's always somebody in the church who knows how to build a ramp. Mm-hmm. So when that person gets close to discharge, we begin to activate those types of services back at the church that can allow that person to continue to heal once they're home. Mm-hmm. Say you live alone and you had abdominal surgery and you can't drive for 6 weeks, but you need to go back and see the surgeon in 2 weeks. There will be somebody in your home church that would be able to drive you to that appointment.
Absolutely. What a blessing. I was going to ask you, how is the network an extension of the church body? You all just keep answering my questions before I can ask them. But that is exactly the beautiful thing about the program is, I know I've heard stories from our own pastor when he didn't know, in the past that something was going on. And there's so many times, when we're in the middle of that crisis, you're in the ER, you're dealing with making medical decisions, to have someone who can come alongside you and say, listen, here's some explanations of the tests they're wanting to run. Do you want me to go ahead and notify your church and your pastor? It's such a blessing. So we can focus on taking care of each other and dealing with whatever crisis we're having. So Mary, it is an extension of the church body. It's exactly how it's supposed to be functioning.
And one of my important roles in this position also is as an interpreter. I am a woman of faith, so as I say, I speak faith ease.
I love it.
I'm a registered nurse, so I speak medical ease. So I have a foot in both worlds. And I can help that person process what's happening to them.
Well, that's awesome. Mary, hang on 1 second. We're getting cut off by music. We're going to bring you right back.
How far?
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry. Oh, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough.
Listen, baby.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We have a great show today. I hope you're enjoying it. We have amazing guests. We have Mary Cooper and we have Cheryl Wunsch. Cheryl Wunsch is the director of the Faith Community Nursing, and Mary is the Community Faith Nursing Network leader for
Navigator.
Thank you.
I love that.
For Gwinnett Medical. And it's an amazing conversation when you all have an amazing vision that is led by your faith. And we're just so grateful for the service. And if it hasn't been mentioned over a dozen times, it is absolutely free. So again, your churches can sign up to be participants. Its church members can individually elect to be members of this. And it's a way of connecting those that are going into the medical system and the church to allow support services within the church to come to their side and support them with transportation.
I'm
going
to just interrupt.
Meals.
Why would
Please.
You not? Why would you not do this?
And, you know, so what that leads me to is it's kind of a side note or a parallel path of what you all do within the hospital that we've experienced firsthand is that, you know, there's that medical side of what you do to kind of help expound on what's going on, what the procedures are, what the diagnoses mean in layman's terms. And then there is that ministry work that you do. I mean, my mom personally was helped tremendously by the ministry work that you all did with her while she was in her different stays at Gwinnett Medical. You prayed with her. You reassured her. You gave her hope. You just spoke just amazing words of spiritual encouragement to her. And Mary, I thank you personally for what you did for my mom through the trials that she went through.
Oh, thank you. It was a privilege to get to know your mother.
Well, I have to say, you mentioned on the way out to break that you're an interpreter of those things. And, you know, when you're not feeling well and not only, you know, on my best day, you have to explain things to me two or three times. So on my worst day, if a doctor comes in, they are often in a big hurry. You know, this is just, you know, secondhand to them, you know, having them come in, bring the information, and then we have to, you know, make a decision about something. Having someone who can come and walk through the pros and cons of different things or explain why something is happening, why a particular test is needed. And I loved it. Hans's mom said, she said, oh, you know, I love Gwinnett Medical. They even have someone who comes in and praise with you. And I said, well, you know, that's not every hospital. That's not every patient.
Right.
But how awesome would that be? We would need to probably clone you, Mary.
At some point, yes.
So I love that. Do you have, and I'm going to put you on the spot here, but do you have a particular story where you can maybe save names and details for privacy, but I know that you have seen firsthand how the role that you've played and the role that a parish nurse or a faith community nurse has played in a congregant's life has been life-changing. Is there anything that comes to mind?
Oh, there's so many stories, but the one that I really love to share is a lady who was in her 90s who had some dementia issues, had come into the hospital, and she had sundowned, for those of you who know what that is, for the first time at home. Her daughter was maintaining her in her home, and the daughter had gotten very frightened. She had never seen her mother act out in that way and be so agitated. Mm-hmm. So when I entered the room, I was just another white coat entering the room. Mm-hmm. The patient was actually asleep. She had been sedated. The daughter was sitting there, and I could see her wall go up when I walked in. Then I reminded her who I was and that she had met me when we did the registration event at her church. And that wall started coming down a little more. And I sat with her, and I just very gently reached over and put my hand on her arm and
the dam just broke. Mm-hmm. And the daughter sobbed and sobbed, and I just held her. So my ministry that day was really to the family, not mm-hmm. so much to the patient.
Right.
But after she was able to calm down, we discussed what her biggest concerns were, and it was what would she do if her mother got that agitated again. So I spoke with a hospitalist and asked him if he could give her a prescription on discharge for something that would control the agitation. He was very agreeable to that. Mm. And the daughter was so relieved. And I saw her about 6 months later when I was back at the church visiting, and she looked wonderful. Mm-hmm. She was taking good care of herself. Her mother was doing great. She was still able to maintain her in her home. So it was very fulfilling for me to see how the ministry reaches so far beyond the patient many times.
Oh, gosh, that's a great story, and one I love particularly because it was a super senior, a 90 and over.
Her ears perked up when she heard the age.
Yeah. It's scary. I have grandparents right now going through medical issues in other states. And, you know, to know that they would have someone, particularly with as disconnected and distance between family members are, you know, to have one sibling who's managing a whole medical crisis, what a comfort to her you were.
Right.
But then also to go that next step and to say, you know, upon discharge, here are some things that, you know, in my experience as a nurse have been beneficial. These are either the right things to ask for. I mean, that's the biggest challenge, isn't it? Coming out of the hospital is knowing what resources you have and what are the right questions to ask.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, Cheryl, I'm going to have you jump back on here for a second. I would love to talk a little bit about kind of some core things I want to make sure we cover before we let you all go. So faith nursing, community nursing, is a training program. So if someone's interested in being a faith nurse, how do they reach you? How do they contact you? And what does that look like as far as training?
Well, they can absolutely contact me on my my direct line, my office line, which is 678-312-2467, and we do training for registered nurses in the foundations in faith community nursing. So we teach that course typically twice a year. Our next course will be in the spring, though, in this year. We have new curriculum that is coming out, and we teach the Church Health Westburg Institute. It's a standardized curriculum. It's a recognized curriculum for that foundation's program. So
that is wonderful. I have the privilege of sitting on the family violence panel once or twice a year as you all offer that. And it is probably I will say it is one of the highlights of my year because I sit next to individuals who are, you know, social workers right. and, you know, they're dealing with domestic violence, child abuse, sex trafficking, all of those things that are affecting our faith communities. And, you know, and I speak about elder abuse, and I'm happy to share what, you know, I've learned over the years about that and what we've seen firsthand and how to do the reporting. But I'm so humbled every time I leave there. It's such a beautiful time with those candidates and those faith nurses.
Well, we're so grateful, Amy, that you participate with us and share your expertise with the nurses. A lot of the nurses are from the hospital setting, and so this community setting is different, and so they really do need to know who their experts are in the community and who they can reach out to when they have issues. So we so appreciate bringing your expertise to these nurses. It's very important.
Well, thank you for that. And now let's talk about the network. The Faith Community Network. If a church or a pastor or a layperson's listening and they say, hey, we need to get this network in our church, would they reach out to you directly again?
They would reach out to me, Amy, to my direct number in my office, and that is 678-312-2788.
Okay, and we are going to post all of those numbers up on Facebook, and we send out a highlight, kind of a highlight reel of our shows for the month, so we'll be sending that out to all of our contacts as well. And getting the word out for you all. Before we let you go, is there anything that we missed or that we didn't cover from either of you?
Well, I will tell you, you know, we, with the merger with Northside, you know, I'm sure you've heard about the Northside-Gwinnett Medical Center merger. We really are excited about this merger and the opportunity that we think it will bring to the faith community nursing and the faith community network programs. Northside has an extensive health system in different markets, and so we are really excited about the opportunity that we think that this merger will bring.
I agree 100% on that. It would be awesome to serve through that network an even greater number of folks out in the community and connecting them back with their churches as they're going through. So that is awesome. Well, ladies, thank you so much. I just want to say a quick prayer. Lord, just bless these two women in the mission and the vision that you have given them. Just go with them, empower them, and give them endurance. Open doors for them with the power of the Holy Spirit. We ask all of this in the precious name of Jesus Christ. We love you both. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you. Thank you, Hans. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you all. Amen.
Well, it's not always raining. There'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. When everything falls into place, like the flick of a switch. Oh, my mama told me, there'll be days like this.
Giving back to the communities where we live, work, and worship is something Thrivent Financial takes pride in. Strengthening communities and helping you be wise with money is a part of Thrivent's mission as a not-for-profit financial services organization. That's why Thrivent is proud to support The Harvest. Thrivent Financial helps Christians make financial choices that reflect their values, something they call the Wise with Money journey. Their financial professionals are real people who apply their faith, their passion, and expertise to help you be wise with money so you can live a more content, confident, and generous life. To learn more, contact your local financial professionals, Greg Bickhart, Jennifer Yankowski, Kelly Goldsmith, or Rodney Hill at 404-YOU-THRIVE. That's 404-884-7483. Or email them at thriventseniorsolutions@thriventsolutions@thriventsolutions.com. Thrivent Financial. Be wise with money.
My dad grew up during the Depression, served his country, worked hard, and always took care of us. Now he needs care, and I can't do it alone. I made the mistake of looking online for help. Suddenly, my inbox was full, and my phone was ringing off the hook with salespeople. I even spoke with a nice young girl who clearly knew as little about senior care as I did. She was already setting up tours to see facilities before she knew anything about my dad. To make things worse, his private information was shared with everyone. After hearing my nightmare, a neighbor told me to call Senior Provisions.
Senior Provisions believes that you and your dad deserve better. Our experienced advisors will spend the time to understand your needs and provide true solutions while protecting your privacy. Now that is true advocacy. We are Senior Provisions, helping Georgia families find senior care. This is too important to trust to just anyone. Call us today, 888-979-TRUE, 888-979-8783.
Welcome back to The Harvest. What a great show we've had so far. I'm glad the way we're going to kind of wrap it up with following through with the spirituality in our body. But we are so thankful to Cheryl and to Mary for their service to our community and how they help the patient, but they help the family members of that patient and the ripple effect that it has through the church community. And
I would encourage you, if you're listening and you are part of a faith community, you serve as a deacon, a lay minister, a Stephen minister. Those are, you know, really powerful ministries within the church. This is very unique, and this really brings in that aspect of medical education that we all kind of stand around and go, you know, what? I don't know. So if there's any inkling of interest or understanding more, I would encourage you to reach out to them. They can come in and talk to the decision makers in your church. You don't have to be the one to say, oh, explain what this is. But they will come. They'll meet with deacons. They'll meet with the pastor. They came several times to our church, even after they implemented the network at our church, to say, hey, this is existing. It's free to be a member. Here's the benefits. They've done that several times. Mm-hmm. So the follow-up, it's a process, as you know, with any ministry in a church, of re-educating and re-educating.
Right, and with them specifically being representatives within the church, they're the conduit that connects the medical event with the church and the support and also the spiritual support. And what I loved is how they articulated the parts that we were created in, our body, mind, and spirit. Mm-hmm. And it's so powerful, you know, when you think about the medical model, taking care of the body, and then the mind is, you know, something that, again, has to filter and understand and comprehend what's going on, and then a spiritual support then next.
Which really is what we are going to talk about in our last segment here is, and, you know, we actually do a presentation about the power of gratitude. And we focus specifically on thankfulness.
Right.
But I think pulling back a little bit, what we're really talking about is spiritual healing. And the power of the healer himself, Psalms 103:3, my God, my healer, is the most, I mean, and that's, we end our show every week, whether it's a senior care issue or a new baby that has colic or a child or a young adult who's dealing with addiction issues, is the provisions from God and the provisions of Jesus Christ are the answer. And when we seek that first, then we are aligned with a power of spirituality on the body. That's, I mean, we read it all the time, week in and week out, about these stories of miraculous healings. And listen, folks, there are a lot of doctors who cannot explain certain things. But the power of prayer, or even the power, not so much of healing and curing, because that's always a blessing and a miracle, but there is a greater miracle too, and that's the power of enduring and going through a challenge. God may not take you out of the waters, but there's something to be learned and something to grow from. Hmm. But I want to focus on the spirituality of healing and wellness, because why not? There's so many benefits to it.
Certainly. So the first and foremost are our hormones. So stress creates these negative hormones that affect our bodies in a very negatively impactful way. So focusing more on gratitude and thankfulness reduces those stress hormones.
Yes. So inflammation is caused from those hormones. So cortisol, which is the big bad guy, when you're, you know, God created our body perfectly. But so if we are getting chased by a lion, we get adrenaline, we get cortisol, we run, but when you have a sustained stress level over a long period of time, those hormones that are bathing over your body are causing inflammation and stress, which then leads to, you know, lack of sleep,
right?
Poor eating.
Their chain effect. Yeah.
Yes.
Poor eating, lack of sleep, increased blood pressure. Your heart rate gets increased by those chemicals going through your body. So that detracts from healing. It hinders your memory.
Absolutely. When I'm not feeling well or I'm stressed out, if you ever find, gosh, why do I keep walking out of a room and forgetting why I'm walking into the next room? Do I have dementia? That's what everyone always asks. Well, you have some temporary dementia.
Right.
You're probably at stage three right now because you are so stressed out and you have lack of sleep and you're not feeling well. You know, Christian can relate. Our producer, he has a lot of adrenaline when he's racing. And I would not want him to calculate my checking account afterwards because he's probably a little fuzzy.
So it stands to reason. We kind of already hit on it, but like, you know, we are created, and when we are in God's purpose, we are focused on gratitude and thankfulness and the awareness of God, who God is for us and within us, we operate so much better.
Absolutely. You lower your risk of depression. You lower your risk then of suicide. It enhances the relationships around you and your just overall general outlook on life. So, you know, I love to like give people like three things. Like, what are three things you can do today
right. To
enhance your wellness, your health, your gratitude, your thankfulness? So number one is pray.
Yes. You didn't like put this up on a billboard. You're asking me, but yeah, I would start with prayer.
Yeah.
Prayer. I mean, everyone knows count your blessings, and it's a powerful, powerful exercise to count your blessings all the ways in which you are blessed to get up in the morning. You have children or a spouse or all those elements that God's enriched your life with beyond yourself and all those people that he gives you to be mentored by and mentor, serve and be served.
Well, that's my number two is serve. When you are in the middle of a storm, sometimes the things that you can't control, you focus a lot on. The things that you can control is your reaction. How am I reacting to people? Am I being kind? And even taking that a next step, you know, write that thankful note. Share the gratitude. And then thirdly, is the power of God's word. And it's not last but not least. It's probably one of the most just even hearing John 10:10 today.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Every time I'm so surprised at the power of God's word. Get some encouraging scriptures. If you have anxiety, get scriptures that say, do not be anxious. Mm-hmm. Be courageous.
For I am with you. Who could be against you?
Amen. If you are worried, our Philippians 4:19, don't worry about your provision. God will provide all of his riches in Christ Jesus and all the provisions that you need. We could just go on, and I would love to, but find scriptures, write them on your gatepost, put them up on the mirror, put them in the car.
Yes, take all those things that we say.
Put them on your phone.
Right. I do it. I mean, those mantras of negativity that just echo in your head, and it's a very powerful thing to combat, is to drop those lines of thinking and start thinking about what you're grateful for.
It will
and
help.
How you've been blessed.
Yes, it will help you heal and help you prevent illness as well. It's great for your immune system. Well, I just want to take a moment here and thank Senior Provisions, one of our sponsors. Senior Provisions is a family-owned, faith-based senior care advisement company. We can be reached at seniorprovisions.com. We can be reached at 888-979-8783. You can also reach the Harvest Radio Show. If you would like to be a caller on our show, if you have a question, a spotlight of ministry, getting it all in.
Yeah, you are.
Yes. And I know you would like to thank someone,
yes,
too.
I was waiting for my cue because you were just going to go blazing right through. We want to thank Thrivent Financial for their support of the Harvest Radio Show. They help Christians be wise with their money while living generously. And we are so grateful for their support of this show, and that they're supporters of this ministry that we do together. And if you want to reach out to them, please call 404-THRIVE. That's 404-THRIVE.
You thrive.
Yes.
404, you thrive.
Oh my goodness, you're right.
No, it's okay. I'm going to correct you. That's
yes,
all right.
You thrive.
You thrive.
Thank you.
And we do. We thrive. We're Thrivent members. They have amazing services, Christians helping other Christians live generously and use their money wisely. I
yes.
love them. So I just wanted to make sure that was correct.
Yeah, it doesn't help if it's not the right phone number.
That's right. Well, again, we would love to talk to you. We would love to talk to you. So call us at 888-979-8783. We'll have you on. No question. We've got experts and folks that can answer any question. And we've got a little bit of knowledge ourselves. So we're just so blessed to have you all listen. And don't forget, the greatest provision is Jesus Christ himself. You all have a great week. God bless.